Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man, in this walk, you gotta stand firm. It ain't easy, but you gotta rise up against the tribe. Life can give you an unexpected blow, and sometimes you don't understand which way you should go. Stunned by the trials of life that comes in minutes, on my knees in my room crying in repentance, cause of the evil thoughts that I in my mind. Insecure as a man, but by God I'm defined, yet his voice is not clear to me. I feel like I'm Superman when kryptonite drains his energy. I'm taking steps towards the mark, calling on your name, but still feel like I'm in the dark, cause I don't know what to do. I'm tired of this test, although it's used to make me new. I'm falling by the wayside, hitting rock bottom. Supposed to be boot camp, but it's causing problems. House is divided, wife feeling distant. Feel like giving up this walk this instant. But prayer gives me peace of mind, even though it's been 6 months and no job I can find. I'm trying so hard just to live for Jesus, yet I feel so defeated like I'm falling to pieces. Yes, I get up in the midst of my storm, cause I know this life that I live is not the usual norm. Rise and I fight, but yet the wind's blowing hard, so I stand firm cause the solid rock holds my guard when the whirlwind begins. I don't focus on the present circumstance, just looking at the end. Even when you feel like you're not gonna make it, Jesus gives us strength in the storm, so take it. Warning, terrible storm about to come. Don't try to escape, there's nowhere to run. The whirlwind comes when you least expect it. Survive this disaster and your life is affected. Warning, terrible storm about to come. Don't try to escape, there's nowhere to run. The whirlwind comes when you least expect it. Survive this disaster and your life is affected. The trials of life will never stop coming, so put on your war boots so you can stop running away from the adversary that we call evil. Walking through the valley where death can never beat you. When you put on the armor of God, you take control of the battle with the enemy squad. Even the distractions that come to your mind, gotta take a seat when you tell them to resign. Whirlwinds will try to take away your peace, but your strong faith will make the winds to cease. Still fighting in the battle, cause it's never over. Cause the joy of the Lord brings me closure, that even when the whirlwinds are presently here, my family is safe with the Holy Spirit near. Warning, terrible storm about to come. Don't try to escape, there's nowhere to run. The whirlwind comes when you least expect it. Survive this disaster and your life is affected. Warning, terrible storm about to come. Don't try to escape, there's nowhere to run. The whirlwind comes when you least expect it. Survive this disaster and your life is affected.
Welcome to Renew Radio. That was my single, Whirlwind, off my album, coming out November the 21st this month, which is Renew. So please, please, please check my album out. It's going to be on digital and CD. So while you're going to work, or while if you're having a bad day, you can pop that thing up in your CD player and just relax. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. It is an honor and a blessing to be speaking with you this morning, and it is always, always the day that the Lord has made. So let us all rejoice and be glad that we are here today, because we could be 6 feet deep. We could be on a corner shaking because of cocaine. Man, I don't even want to go there. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. I pray that everything has been going well with you this week, even with your trials and your tribulations, because that is a part of life. But I look at trials and tribulations now as exercise, because we don't like exercise, do we? Let's tell the truth. I know I don't. But we know it'll bring us a defined body. We know that it will allow us to be more healthy, have more endurance to do things that we normally couldn't do. So trials and tribulations are a part of life. I pray that anyone listening to this broadcast, whether you're saved or not, I pray that you get something out of this morning, get some good music. And look, if you're not saved, do this for me. Why don't you give Jesus 30 days of your time? Just expect him to do something in your life to change your heart. Hey, you don't know nothing unless you try it, right? Matter of fact, I challenge anyone listening to this broadcast to listen to 94.1 K-Love Radio and take the 30-day challenge. And go with all expectation. Don't say, well, I'm just going to do this because you said to do it. No. Go be open. I guarantee you Jesus will change your life like he did mine. So it is a blessing and it's an honor to be here. And so I want to give a shout out, first of all, to Doctoring and Final Reflect Entertainment out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, doing big things, serving the Lord. Also, I would like to give a shout out to RAP, a.k.a. Rhythm and Praise, out in Savannah, Georgia. I encourage y'all to please check out his debut single, Humble Beginnings. Also, check out his video on my page, too, at renewyourmindrecords.com. It's www.renewyourmindrecords.com, as he is our featured artist of the week, great man of God, doing big things for the Lord. Service is great. So, my friends, thank you once again for coming on to Renew Radio. And so the topic for today, it laid on my heart, will be the issues we face in life. Now, I wanted to hit on just two topics in particular, because a lot of times these topics are talked about, but nobody has no solutions to them. So the first topic I want to talk about is financial hardship. And the second one will be relationship and life issues. So in financial hardship, I'm just thinking about categories in particular. So we're talking about financial hardship coming from the standpoint of being a single parent. Now, I give a shout out to all the single parents out there going hard. I know it's rough. I know it's hard. My mother was a single parent, and I look at the effort that she put in raising a kid like me who didn't want to listen, who was disobedient, who always went out there in the streets smoking, drinking. But one thing that kept my mom sane was Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, I think my mom, she probably would have bust me upside the head, or either she would have just said, look, I can't, you got to stay out this house forever. And I've been out there on the streets, thumbing down rides. So it is. I thank the Lord for my mother, Cheryl Scarborough. And I thank you, because without her, I wouldn't even have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who he was. So single parents, you know, I was reading an article coming from the Revive or Raving.com. And it says this, it says, without support, single moms can be left feeling tired, overwhelmed, guilty, depressed, and even resentful of their children and the world in general. Parenting is a full-time job that can be emotionally overwhelming, with no paid vacation or sick time to ease the stress. Appreciation is hard to come by, and single moms can feel alone and stressed, Research also tells us that single mothers are also more susceptible to developing mental illness like depression. Wow. And you mean to tell me there's not no devil in this world that wants to destroy you? So, you know, a lot of times when we don't have any income or things are getting tight, it's like, okay, God is going to fix it. We know that as a believer, but what if somebody is not a believer? What you going to tell them? See, one thing about it is God gives us innovative ideas to be able to help the world, and not just through finances, but he is the finances. And so if we as believers are not being great stewards with our finances, that means Jesus can't be in our finances. That means we can't help others who need help. So that might be one of the lights that shine to allow them to see Jesus in our life. As a church, we have to get it together, better stewardship. You know what? Also, financial hardship, speaking on a single parent, I didn't realize how much it can affect a child. I mean, when you look at children, it says children can also go into depression, and it can also lead to poor school performance, social withdrawal, chronic illnesses such as stomach aches, headaches, and thoughts of suicide. Also, children coming from a single-parent home are more prone to drug addictions and mental illness. So, these are some of the issues that we face in life and the feelings that we hold in. You think everything is all right with this child, but just like adults face issues, children face issues as well, and we have to not overlook them with their children. So we're going to take a short music break, and we're going to come from my friend Eugenius, out of Greensboro, North Carolina, with Son of the King. Check it out.
And I'm on a mission. I'm here for a reason. Only here for a season until the leaves change. He's knocking on the door of your heart where the wreath hangs. And my suggestion is that you might want to answer it. Cause God's grace really ain't nothing to tamper with. But you reject him, saying I can handle it. You gon' end up in a dark place with no candle lit. And trust me, I know what it feels like to have everything going for you, but you don't feel right. You sticking to this world like you weren't still fight, cause it's looking real nice. Homie, this is real life. I used to be the kid who's chasing after titles, while idols become your rivals and rivals become entitled to treat you with some respect. Wanna be considered an equal. They bow into your album, anticipating a sequel to prove a point like a needle. Showing them that I'm worth it. I'm not perfect, that's for certain, but showing them that I'm worth it. Been writing rhymes with a purpose. I'm fine on the surface, but hurting behind the curtains. Cursing under my breath every time I fall to temptation. Amazing how his grace can cover all my misbehaving. People already saying my generation won't make it. Chill, they just overlooking and underestimating.
I was a sinner, I was dumb and unclean. Now they call me royalty, I'm the son of the king. Not trying to waste my life, all this time I've been giving. Christ died, now he's risen. I'm proud to be a Christian.
And I do it for the Lord, cause the Lord the one I'm living for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord the one I'm living for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord the one I'm living for.
No compromise, I know that I can give
okay,
more.
Okay, so perfect's what I strive to be, so I'm not who I like to be. If I was someone else, I would've hang out with the likes of me. Leaning on my own strength, I'm tired like Meineke. Hip-hop is a stress relief, my lyrical diary. So many inquiries, problems and dilemmas. I try to follow his will, but it messes with my agenda. I don't trust my own choices. I wish he could prevent you from this sin that's so familiar. Due to the need reason, Kenya, my family of insanity, reputation, tradition. I'm trying to avoid commitment, hear the word and never listen. Decisions, man, they're easier said than done. The rain, let it come, or just low on my head and run. You're never forever young, get in his word and get it done. Cause the life I'm trying to pass, kinda like a mammoth one. See, martyrs are like ballers, don't put a goal in getting hung. Sinners are like beginners, falling once and giving up. I hope you listen up, this information is key. The boxer was holding Gracie, disintegrated for me. But that was back in the days, I was lacking the faith. Now I work for the king, got some dragons to slay.
I was a sinner, I was dumb and unclean. Now they call me royalty, I'm the son of the king. Not trying to waste my life, all this time I've been giving. Christ died, now he's risen, I'm proud to be a Christian.
And I do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for.
No compromise, no, I know that I can.
Zingis out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Shout out to the Peterson family doing big things for the Lord beyond the four walls to serve Jesus Christ. I do it for the Lord because the Lord is the one I'm living for. That's the one I'm living for now. And it's so good to see young people living for the Lord, because in this world, a lot of us want to stick to being traditional. But in this time, we have to take Jesus Christ outside the box, not compromising, but reaching those who are cold-hearted and don't want nothing to do with Jesus. It's a different style. It's a different way, but it's the same gospel. It's the same word. So we can't feel like, okay, we're going to create some. We got to ask God to lead and guide us, especially with these young people, man. Me being young myself, I definitely know how it is when we go traditionally and religious. I said, look, if I'm living for Jesus, I ain't going to be doing no traditional stuff. I'm going to live for Jesus for real. I have not been on point at all times, but I do know that God changed my life. I do know that Jesus Christ is real, and I do know that I want to be the son of the king. So we're back, and we're talking about the issues of life. So we were talking about being a single parent, how that can be rough financially, and we're on the topic of financial hardship. So now we want to talk about job loss. That is rough financially. And job, financial, or legal problems, according to an article that I read in ConsumerHealthDay.com, plays a role in 37.5% of all completed middle-aged suicides in 2010. This is why I thank Jesus, because when I graduated from college at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, I worked a job for 2 years, and I lost my job. And I was married. I have a family to take care of. I got a wife to take care of. So I lost my job. I got laid off. Also, I was suffering with epilepsy. So on top of that, I lost my job, and I couldn't go nowhere else to get another job, because when you suffer with epilepsy, you can't drive for 6 months. And my wife couldn't take me everywhere, because in certain places that she had to be, she's a school teacher, so, you know, that's a full-time job in itself beyond. So the thoughts that were going into my mind was like, oh, my gosh, I'm useless. I'm hopeless. But God, Jesus Christ, he always gives me hope. My mother used to say this scripture, and I didn't realize how much it was going to impact me in the long run. But it says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. For in all your ways, if you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. My mother used to say that to me when I was younger while she cooked me some bacon and eggs and sitting me at the table trying to continue to get the word in my heart, even though I was ignoring it. So parents, if you think your child is not listening to you, you're wrong. They are. They may not be paying attention to you at a time, but that encouragement, that word is getting in their heart. So I'm 33 years old, considered middle age, and I'm still living. And I went through that situation. So that is why I'm thankful. Also, it says overall, suicide rates for U.S. adults between the ages of 40 and 64 have risen about 40% since 1999, the study found. Job loss can be crucial. It can. This is one of the main issues of life that I feel personally that a lot of males face, especially in the African-American community. And so it's rough. Sometimes there's nothing scriptural that you can tell us that can revive us. But we have to embrace Jesus Christ, because you have to embrace Jesus Christ for yourself. Because if not, then you will go and commit one of these acts. You will commit suicide. You will fall into depression. Because the enemy wants to destroy you. He says he's like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. A lion, like I said on my last show, a lion waits for a gazelle to get by themselves so he can destroy them. So you have to push yourself around people. Another one under the category of financial hardship is sickness and health issues. Now, that can be rough. That's something that you really can't control. I also can relate to this situation, because when I was going through my situation of sickness, then what happened was I had a seizure and I couldn't work and I couldn't drive. And not everybody wants to be helpful to you, if you want to keep it real, to help you get from place to place just so you can try to make ends meet or you can try to feed your family. So when we come back, we're going to talk about our life and relationship issues. But right now, we're going to go to Raymond and Kim Larkin with their hit single called Real Love. Y'all check it out.
Than life, it's always what I dreamed of. No need to pay the price. I'm overwhelmed by your words of encouragement and sharing the truth with me. Adding no discouragement, proved to be the real deal, directing my path towards God's will. Join me, true love. You show me what it is. Real love. You demonstrate to me. Real love. You open up to me. Real love. You put the game in. Real love, real love, real love. You show me what it is. Real love. You demonstrate to me. Real love. You open up to me. Real love. You put the game in. Same. The truth will be the real deal. directing my path towards God's will. Show me the truth.
Show me what it is.
Real love.
You demonstrate to me.
Real love.
You open up to me.
Real love.
And you forgave me.
Real love. Real love. Real love.
Show me what it is.
Real love.
You demonstrate to me.
Real love. To me, real love.
You open up to me,
real love.
You began me with
real love.
Yeah.
Real love.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was Raymond and Kim Larkin with Real Love. That was actually Raymond Larkin, but Raymond and Kim, they are a group, they're a married couple or a singing duo. They love the Lord, and that was Raymond with Real Love. Now, do we really know what real love is? Sometimes we think we do. Sometimes we think real love is going and getting the draws. That's what we really think real love is in this society that we live in today. I'm just keeping it real. I used to think real love was that until I found Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord for him. Like I said, you don't have to be saved, but try. Try him for 30 days. Go to K-Love 94.1, open, expecting him to do something in your life, and see won't he change your life. So we're talking about the issues of life, and now we're going to life and relationship issues. Now, some issues that we face on a daily basis that causes us to go into depression, suicide, relationship and life issues, such as divorce, hurt and rejection from your family and friends. See, a lot of times we'll take that and we'll turn it into a cigarette, or we'll turn it into a alcoholic beverage, but we're really hurting inside, especially men. See, in society, we are taught if we hurt, then we're soft. But that's a lie, because we keep all that inside and we never get it out. Also, being bullied in school. Children face a lot of situations in their life where people think adults just go through things. But like I told you before, in the financial hardship, children go through a lot of situations. So being bullied in school, lack of recognition at home or work, and then loss of a loved one due to death. So this show is brought to you by Sunshine Embrace Learning Center. Sunshine Embrace, we are transforming lives and igniting minds of youth. Also, let me give a shout out to my sister, Michelle McDoom, up in Middlesex, North Carolina. Also, my mother, Cheryl Scarborough. Man, when I was a young kid, man, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't even be here today. So I love you all. Thank you so much for all you do, all you've done. My sister taking care of me, even though I act like I was crazy. but I thank you. And so that's our show for today. Thank you for listening in and tuning in. Check out our show on Saturday at 8 p.m. where we will have our featured guest offer every appearance. Check it out. One love to each and every one of you.